Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity, and your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your favorite podcast is Full Coverage with your host Larly and
Manny MUA. Hi, you guys.
How you doing?
Damn, here we are. We are again.
We're back in the studio, baby, and we got a little rapid fire for you guys today. Mm-hmm. So we got some topics we're gonna be going through.
It's like, these are like some of my favorite episodes of film. Truly, like, I really just enjoy doing the rapid fires because we get to catch them up on like our beginning of our, you know, weeks with the Peaks and Pits, and then we get to talk about just topics that we want to talk about.
Manny was saying, he's like, dang, I wish we could do rapid fire every week. But it doesn't make sense because we block shoot. So it's like the topics we would talk about would be 2 weeks old. And you know, in these streets, time moves so fast.
And it's valuable. And it's just, there's just no way. Like, we couldn't do it unless we literally filmed once a week, which is so hard to do with our schedules to do that. But block shooting, because we film technically twice a month.
It's true.
But we do 2 episodes every twice a month.
That's right. It's block shooting in the streets, baby. So we'll go ahead and start with Manny's peak.
My peak first.
We'll go ahead and then let him spill some tea.
I'm going to New York tomorrow. I'm going to New York tomorrow, and I'm actually going with my mom, which I'm so excited. I haven't gone to New York with her in like many, many years.
The last time, well, we were kind of trying to do the math. The last time your mom went to New York was with my mom.
Yes, with it.
And we all went together.
Yes, it was so like a really fun. Really fun like experience. So she hasn't gone like obviously in forever, and I was really going with my manager because I was like, oh, like I'm going for a work thing. It's like, I'm not going for fun, quote unquote. I'm going for a work thing. I'm going for Sephora. She was like, oh, that would have been like so fun for us to do together, to go to New York. And I was like,
she was like, oh, darn, it would suck if.
No, literally. And I was like, I can always text my managers if you want it. Like, do you want to come with me? And she's like, oh, I thought you would have never asked. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so you. So now she's officially going with me. She's like at the house right now. She's like getting her shit together.
Did she get some outfits? Pack today.
I'm sure she did.
I'm sure.
She's a glam girl, you know.
She is a glam girl.
She's a glam girly.
I have a feeling she got some outfits together.
Oh, yeah. She probably got like her everything together.
Yeah.
We're going to watch a show on Friday night. We're going to go like a little Broadway. We're going to see a little musical or something. So I don't know what we're going to do just yet because we have like our time blocked out for the actual events I have to do, but then there's extra time that we can just like actually go and do something like
that's
a lunch,
so special,
something like just a cute, like cute stuff.
I have a really good Asian Chinese place that you might want to eat at, but you know how New York is, you kind of just like walk into places whenever you're just, by them more than just go. But I'll send it to you anyway, so if you're close, because they have bomb food. Last time, well, not the last time, but the time before I was at New York, I ate there.
Please do. Maybe. Any recs from you guys? Like, what do you guys think? Like, where should I go eat? Like, I want to do like a really cute lunch. I want to do like a dinner and a show. So
see,
that's what we have time wise.
To like, there's also, I have a good Mexican place there too. It's like upscale, very upscale Mexican. And it's right across the street from the Broadway places.
But I'm a low scale Mexican myself.
Well,
as a Latino myself, I was, you know, my childhood was crossing the border to get tacos. Like, that was
God, those were the best
that was
tacos
my freaking
of life.
Day.
I'm
they
sure.
were the TJ tacos, dude. They were
the TJ
they were
tacos
it.
Got you.
They got me together. We'd just cross over, get my little tacos, and come back to America.
Well, my peak for some reason is New York too.
Oh yeah, you literally did. Yes.
I literally just got back from New York. I went on a brand trip with Kiss, which is rare for me in these streets because I don't I don't want to use the words I don't like going on brand trips, is that, you know, times have changed. And I don't go on as many these days because, you know, I got businesses to run and
yes,
I got
lives to live,
important things going on. So like it's harder to take weeks out for brand trips. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is that you're not going like for fun for vacation.
Right.
As we all know, now that like, you know, the I feel like
the cat's out of the bag,
the sheet has been swung open. Like, brand trips are not like only fun trips. They're
very worky, can be taxing
experiences.
Yeah. And listen, people do have fun on brand trips, so I'm not trying to convince you they don't, but like most of the time it's like mostly work.
Yeah, of course. Cause you're like trying to like focus on getting your stuff, especially when you have obligations.
Do you know what was cool about this Kiss brand trip? Was it was also one of the reasons I was so enticed to go, is because they had zero obligations for anyone there. Zero posting. They just said, hey, you know, you're required to like at least attend like our little master classes we want to put on and the dinners. But like if you tag our products or want to tag us, here's our handles, but that's it. Zero post requirements. So anything I posted for them was just like purely organic, genuine wanting to post. But it was lovely. I'm sure you guys and you have worn Kiss for so long. I mean, hello, they're like at every drugstore ever, and they've been around for a long time. So they had invited me to go to Boca Raton in May, and I couldn't go because I had too many trips, and I couldn't be like tripping it like honey.
Tripping in
so
Boca.
So I was like, ooh, not going to be able to go. And so they had reached out again. They were like, well, we're doing the Hamptons in now. And so I was like,
I have time.
I'll do a quick one too.
Yes. And they're so great. The team's so cool.
So wonderful. Mm-hmm. So easy to be with and so much fun and just so well planned out. They've definitely done many trips because they're a well-oiled machine.
Yes, they know what they're doing at this point.
They know what's going on. There was no confusion, honey. No kerfuffles. But, you know, New York is not for me. And every time I go there, I'm like, I normally go to New York once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazy, but I'm always like, I'm excited to live my Gossip Girl fantasy. And then when I get there, I'm like, why the fuck do I come to New York
Very SJP of you.
Very, I want to be SJP.
You wanna be SJP.
Like, 100%. I want to live that fantasy and I want to be in heels and running through the city. Oh no. And it's not that.
No.
It's not that.
It's so
every
intense.
Time I go there, it's nothing but like roadblocks, construction, and noise. And that's it.
And smells.
And the shit and piss smell everywhere, which LA has a lot of that, but that's only if you go in the touristy areas.
Of course.
Honey.
It's just like same. New York is just not my wavelength. It's not on my wavelength. You know, I'm down to visit for a little bit.
I want it to be so bad. Like, I want to live the fantasy.
I know.
And every time I go there, 3 minutes in, I'm ready to start swinging.
You're like, I think I want to go back home. Actually.
Literally, as soon as we got there, close to the hotel after driving an hour and a half from JFK, worst airport in America. I'm sorry, but I've never, and you would think I would complain about LAX because that's the airport I fly out of.
Yep.
So I frequent LAX the most. Mm-hmm. LAX is smooth sailing, baby.
Right.
They always have it figured out.
They have a gazillion terminals.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Like, LAX is so smooth. You would really think I would be
pissed. It gets trafficky and it gets intense, but it's like a smooth revolving door.
Yeah, and like their flights are rarely delayed. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like in LAX, you don't get delayed.
Yeah, no.
JFK, no. I've never not been delayed. Like, I genuinely don't think I've ever not been delayed. You know, I was delayed coming home, but you know what I knew? I have flown out of JFK so many times that when I went to the airport, I knew I would be delayed mm-hmm. because it's JFK.
Uh-huh.
And that was my expectation. So when they told me it was delayed, I was like, I just kept playing on my phone because I was like, of course it's delayed. It's JFK.
I'm not surprised.
I wasn't surprised at all. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just a hellhole.
It's just not my vibe. I'm the same way. Like, I think it's like just too fast paced for me, too intense. Like, I'm just not like, I'm a city boy in a way, but not like an in the city.
Yeah. Boy. Like, in my head, I swear, like, that's my toxic trait.
For sure.
Like, I
for
swear sure. watching it on TV, I'm like, yes, New York.
No, same. Same. That's like me voguing. I'm like, oh, I can vogue. I know exactly what I'm doing with voguing. It's toxic trait, thinking that I can do it. And like, in reality, I'm like,
what is going on here? I'm like, why am I here? I need to be, you know what?
I need to be in the valley.
And I was talking to a New Yorker because she was laughing at me. She was like, girl, I'm born and raised in New York and I'll always live here. But she was like, I get it. She was like, I get it. I was like, girl, I need a patch of grass. I need a tree.
Yes.
I need air.
That's not just the park only.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. It's like, that's the park, the public park.
Yeah. No.
I need a backyard.
So much more than Central Park. Is it Central Park?
Just buy a Hamptons house.
Hamptons is 4 hours away from New York, so I don't know what these girlies are talking about bopping over to the Hamptons. I'm like,
you lie. It's a 4 hour drive
because we drove from the Hamptons from New York City in the city, Manhattan to the Hamptons, and it took 4 hours and 20 minutes to get there. Granted, Kiss put us on the most luxe charter bus I've ever been on. We each had our whole on row, bathroom in the bus, fed us meals. We all had blankets and were cozy. I had my headphones on. Honestly, it was nice. Lux.
It was a gorgeous experience. Yes.
Because like we had been on like chatting so much on that trip, but honestly, 4 hours of silence to myself, it was a dream. So I had no complaints about the travel over, but I don't know what all these little girlies are talking about bopping over to the Hamptons. I said,
maybe four hours is not that bad to them on the East Coast. I mean, just like everyone drives everywhere.
No one drives anywhere. What do you mean? It's New York.
You're right.
It's literally the opposite.
Honestly, like I'm talking about LA. Like people will drive to San Diego and like, oh, it's just 2 hours. Out here, you drive more, and it's like, oh, it is what it is. But in New York, you're right. I don't know how they say that.
I know. Interesting. I didn't know the Hamptons was that far from New York.
I had no idea.
I was in Montauk.
I just think about like white chicks when I think of the Hamptons.
Me too.
That's the only thing I think about is white chicks.
I had never been to the Hamptons, so the Hamptons did serve me everything that I thought it was.
You thought it was like going to give.
Everything I thought it was, it was.
It gave. It gave.
It gave. Would I pay to go there? No.
Absolutely not.
But I went in New York.
Do what the Hamptons
do. Sure, you do. You do as the New Yorkers.
Yes, the New Yorkers do. The Hamptons do.
So that's it was lovely. That was lovely. So appreciative to get to experience it. Grateful for the opportunity. Thank you, Kiss.
We love Kiss.
And I have nothing but good words to say. Other than New York gives me a headache. But that's it.
And that's it. The end. Okay, let's see. Pitt, I have a continuation from my car drama.
A saga.
This is literally more of a book. I think we're at a book section here. You guys, I finally receive word from these people, right? I've been driving around this freaking, my rental. I crashed my rental. I don't know if you guys even knew that. I crashed my rental.
Let's go back to that. Oh, the way I felt first, I was like, are you okay? Like, let me tell you, I was crying.
Laura, I knew what I told. I was like, I sent her a video. I was like, Laura, I crashed my fucking rental. And I know, I was like, Laura's going to be fucking hollering at her house right now. The thing is, okay, imagine this.
No,
this
is they the scenario. Pinned me as the crazy driver who wrecked the rental car.
You guys, I've never even gotten a wreck before in my whole life.
Neither
this is my first
of us
wreck.
Are good.
We're not well. So the thing is, I've never driven an all-electric car. Never driven one before. Did not know how sensitive they were. They're just very intense. Very intense. And you have to fucking charge that shit, you guys. You have to go up to a little charging station. And honestly, the charging station is horrible. The whole thing is a horrible experience. I never want to have an electric car ever. But the thing is, I know we're going towards that route. But I'm like, then they need me to make it more efficient.
Your electric car experience is my New York.
Yes. And so I was like, okay, so I'm going to go up and pull up to this like little like charging station. I pull up to the charging station. I'm like going, I'm hitting brake. My foot lifts off the brake and slips onto the gas. And it was just a very small moment. But when I tell you that that car lunged forward so quickly fast. That I crashed into a yellow pole in front of me.
He hit it good, too.
I hit it hard.
This was no tap because the damage done to the car.
But the thing is, like, I slipped off. I hit it and I was like, oh, shit. And I got off of it. But because the gas is so, or the go on electric cars is so sensitive, you could barely touch that shit. And you're like.
Like, it's going to fling.
It's fling. So it literally flung me forward. And I was in utter shock. I was in literal utter shock. The person next to me got out of the car. She's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, my foot's fucking slipped. And this fucking car is so goddamn fucking sensitive. And I was literally going, I was like going in. I was so pissed off. So I'm like, of course I crashed my rental. Of course. And then I get the information back. And they're like, okay, the car is ready. This is your total for to fix your AC. And I'm like thinking, I'm like, it's going to be like $3,000 max.
Which isn't great, three, but horrible, like horrible. AC.
But I'm like, you know what? It's worth it for AC. Like at the end of the day, it is what it is. But I'll pay the $3,000 because I need the AC. They go, you should sit down. I said, why are you texting me? Make sure you're sitting when you read that statement. So I was so then I opened the statement and $13,000.
You buy a whole new car with $13,000. It's not going to be an i8, but you could buy a whole new car.
I said, $13,000 to fix my AC? Are you guys on literal crack cocaine? Are y'all snorting tonight?
They were like, no, but were you and you were driving a rental car, sir?
I was not. I wasn't even on my phone, you guys. Like, I literally was like a beacon of a citizen of a driver, and I still crashed that motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
So then I was like, thank you so much. I'm not going to get the AC fixed because I'm not paying that. I was like, I'd rather just get a new car, literally, than pay $13,000 just to fix AC from a car I've had for 7 years.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it. No. I'm already at the point where I was like, okay, I'm already like fixing to get a new car. I want to get another one. I want to do my own thing. So the fact that it was $13,000.
Wait, why were they saying it cost $13,000?
Because like the whole AC unit was fucked.
Oh my!
The whole
goodness.
Thing, it was contaminated. Like it had got like metal debris contamination, whatever.
Why'd you put metal in it?
I didn't do shit. I don't even know. The thing is, I feel like car stuff is a scam.
I know. Really,
I'm like, I already bought the car.
I
bought it already, so why do I have to fix things?
Mm-hmm.
I've already bought it. Why do I have to change the tires? Why do I have to do anything? I'm like, it should just be a thing where it just constantly
goes.
It's more
like cars are just money pits.
They're money pits. They and are. I'm like, what is going on? I already paid the big bucks to buy it. Why the hell would I need to keep paying for things?
Yeah. No. That's so horrible. So you're going to get a new car?
Yeah.
What are you going to get?
I have no idea.
Why don't know?
Oh, shut the fuck up. I just don't know what I'm going to get. I'm probably not going to get BMW again. Like, I'm just going to probably just get something new. But I still want like a nice, like smaller sporty car. Cause I just like
LA.
That. It's just LA. And I enjoy that kind of car. So that's probably what I'll get. But I don't know what exactly yet. Like,
you should get a Porsche. Oh, it would be a shame if you got a Porsche.
You're like, it'd be a shame if you had a Porsche.
If I were to get rid of my Porsche, I would get another Porsche.
Because it's been so good to you, huh?
It's been really good to me.
See, that's what
my car has.
You also don't have a ton of miles on it.
I was about to say, I have two cars, so the miles get split a little more.
My miles are not split.
Yeah.
So what I was thinking about doing, you guys, was getting like my nice car that I want to have, like just because for me, and then having a car that's like a used, not so great,
like a little Honda Civic or something.
I can like drive to distances because I want to go like visit my parents or I want to go do these things that take me to actually drive. But I'm kind of tired of putting hella crazy miles on like my quote unquote nice car.
Smart.
Because it just starts to break down and I'm paying too much money for it. So I'm like, why don't I just get a car that's a little bit smaller, not so expensive, like honestly, not expensive at all. Like you can find cars for like under $10,000.
Oh my gosh.
Like so many.
There's so many out there.
You know,
there,
so
truly.
Many that I just want to have like a car that I can drive distances for. Because it's not good.
I think that's one of the smarter ideas you've ever had. I do. I really do.
I honestly think you're right. And that's a scary part.
Adulty, smart idea. I do. I really do.
It's very scary that's one of my best thoughts. I want you to know that.
That's why we've gotten in a lot of trouble together, because that's one of your best
thoughts. I want you to know that I'm very scared that's one of my most genius ideas is to get two cars and not just one. Laura, that's the most LA shit I've ever fucking heard. I need two cars. I'm just the one. And Laura's like, best idea you've ever had.
What the fuck?
We're not well.
Why should we have a podcast?
Why are you guys listening? This is crazy.
This is crazy.
But in my mind, I'm justifying.
Right.
And you're helping me.
Well, I would. would literally think to do the same thing. I have two cars, but I think about you. And I literally would do the same thing. I literally would do it. I would do
it. I just thought about right now, Laura. When you were like this, like, I think about you and I'm like, oh. Like, you think about me, it reminds me of Patricia.
I'm like, anyways.
No, Patricia was like, oh, I win. On the podcast back in the
day. That's you. Oh. That's you.
Yeah. That was literally me. I'm just like, oh, you think about me.
What's going on?
So yeah, so now I'm in the process of potentially getting like a new nice car, and then I'll focus on getting like a really like small, chill,
yeah,
like kind of non-expensive car, just to have that I can drive the distances, because I can't keep putting crazy miles on my like nicer car.
And when you're trying to stunt in the streets,
when I'm trying to pussy stunt, I want to have my nice one.
You can roll out the whip. I like Audis for you, Porsche. Mm. Mm. I'm not sold on Corvette for you, just because a lot of straight men do Corvettes. Yeah. And so I just don't know. Yeah. Jag, you'd be cute in. The right one. Cute,
yeah. Like a sporty one.
Totally.
So I want to just go for like a cute, sporty Spice vibe. That's my vibe. I
love that.
Fucking Tyler would love to suggest me cars that are like $200,000,
by the way. Of course he did. He's like, get a Bugatti.
No, he's like, get a Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the fuck you mean? You sick fuck?
You would wreck. No, I would wreck it, too.
I would wreck in a second. If I wrecked my rental that's electric, girl.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to survive
that. I'm not. So that's my pit of the week, $13,000 later.
Well, my pit is alcohol.
The way you said it. No, Laura, let's go in. No, let's go in.
Let's do it.
Because this is a very fascinating
topic.
Y'all
started it. We're going to finish it.
We're going to finish it. You all started the war.
Maybe I started it. Like,
you started it. They battled. We're going to finish the war.
We're going to finish the war.
Yes.
So the fact that, okay, listen, this is one thing I know for a fact. After being online for 10 years, if you tell something, you are opening up the doors for criticism and judgment. So if you, that's what I always tell influencers too. I'm like, don't whine about it. If you said it online, you open Pandora's box and it never gets closed. So perception's reality in these situations. Manny was even thinking of a video I did where he was like, they should give us advice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but the people online could only give us advice to what they know about us. And that's like their perception of us, which isn't always real. And it's just like, you see 5% of a 95% that you're missing.
Exactly.
So I've told many funny drunken stories on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And I knew this last one I told, and I told Tyler I probably won't tell it, but then I end up being goofy and giggly and telling the story where I like blacked out in Italy. And it was so funny. Mm-hmm. And I knew when I did that, I'm like, well, now I've told a few drunken story. So what does that do? Is perception is reality. They don't see the 95% of the time when I'm not drinking and I'm sober at events, because I don't have a story to tell.
Yeah. The 99%
my peak this week is, truly.
You don't drink. Like, you literally never drink.
No. And so I'm now getting paragraphs written to me, breaking down all the ways I have drinking problems. I'm an alcoholic. I need to seek help. And I'm like, thank you. You know, and I also find, no offense to you, a lot of people who don't go out and drink a lot are the first to like point fingers.
Of course they are, because it's like that kind of like above thou, kind of like, oh well, I don't, so you shouldn't.
So you automatically, and people love nothing more than to call someone an alcoholic. I see it in our industry. I see it all the time. And I'm like, my dad was an alcoholic. I know what an alcoholic. Yes. I know what addiction is. Trust me.
We have alcoholic friends.
We do, and you don't have to break down for me what that is. I got it. I experienced it for my whole life. I'm not an alcoholic. That's what every alcoholic be saying.
Wait, is that what they say?
Denial's like whatever. Oh, I don't even remember what it is. But anyways, no, anytime I have a funny drinking story, I use it for content, and we talk about story times on the podcast because it's funny and it's a story. But what happens is it adds up. So I'm telling this drinking story from this year, that drinking story from 6 months ago.
Yes.
And they're like, wow, that's all she's got. So she's just an alcoholic. You know what I mean? So it's like perception's reality. So I understand I did this to myself, but what I'm also going to do is defend myself. And I'll let someone who's known me for 7 years in and out, events, trips, travel, crazy times, bad times, good times, explain my alcoholism.
There's no such thing. Laura doesn't drink. You guys, like, she literally, the only time I've ever even seen Laura drink was when we're at an event or something happened, and it's one spicy margarita.
Yep.
That's literally all it is. So when Laura told me, she was like, you know, I got some like comments about being an alcoholic. I'm like, about who? Who's an alcoholic?
He was literally like, who's an alcoholic? And he's like, I don't understand.
I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, no, because I've been telling like the funny alcoholic stories. So then therefore it's me making it seem like I'm an alcoholic. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I didn't realize that like it's easy to get like thrown into that because you're telling stories.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, oh shit. Like, of course you're not going to tell about like, I was sober this time. So you're going to tell a story about being right. sober. Like, girl, no one cares. It's the funny alcoholic story, not alcoholic, but alcohol story involved. That's just like, oh my God, this is so funny. Like, I got fucked up. Like, that's funny.
And then the funny shit that happened and along the funny shit with that happens, it. Yes. And like the hangover experience. You know what I mean? It's just conversation.
It's conversation. So the thing is, I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that Laura's not an alcoholic. She barely drinks at all. And most of the times, even like Laura's gone to the club with me and she didn't drink anything.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's been events you don't drink anything and you're literally just like, oh, I'm just like not, I'm not in the mood, I'm not drinking
water.
Tonight. It's just water.
Which is and part, that's it. And you were saying that's part of the problem because you were like, if you don't consistently drink, you're going to have a lower tolerance. So when you go out in these streets and try to get crazy and have three or four drinks, you're going to be drunk.
You're going to be fucked up. You're going to be fucked up. And the thing is, that's what I was saying too. Because when I was talking to her about it and I was like, so they think that you're an alcoholic after four drinks? Mom, now, if Laura was an alcoholic, she'd be putting down 10 before she gets blacked out.
Exactly.
After an 8-hour span, you need to get like, what, 10 in you before you're literally like the
easily.
Tolerance? So
easily.
I'm like, no, that doesn't even make sense. Like, so I guess in my mind, because I know Laura, I can't even fathom the comments being like, oh, Laura, like, you're going to need to seek help. I'm like, for what? She doesn't drink.
Right.
She has like one, like a couple funny stories because there are funny stories to tell.
So now I will... stop the drinking stories. You know, it's always so someone who's gonna ruin it for everyone.
Yes, it's and so fucking
it was quite a few people and I was like, too many. So
it was too many to like not notice.
Yes, exactly.
Too many to not notice the comments. Yeah.
So, and again, I blame myself because perception is reality. Whatever we tell you guys is what you have to go off of.
Of course.
So we'll stick to cat pee stories and doing laundry and washing my car.
Yes, and pissing myself.
Yes, and pissing myself. Mm-hmm. We'll stick to those stories.
Yes.
But.
Because you can't say you're an alcoholic if you piss yourself.
Yeah. Or that could be something.
I mean, true. That people can always turn it.
Yes.
People can turn it around.
Someone always ruins it for everyone. But that's okay, like you live and you learn. And I knew this last story, I was like, I bet people are gonna talk shit because I got drunk in Paris and how dare I get drunk in Italy. You know what I mean?
You're also on vacation.
I know.
Can you not? Like, I'm so confused. Like, you don't even drink in your like real life, literally ever. So you go on vacation, you have one day where you get fucked up. How are you an alcoholic?
I know.
How are you an alcoholic? It just makes no sense. There's people that I know, there's so many people that we know that are like literally raging alcoholics that the internet is like cool with them being alcoholics.
Totally.
They're supportive. Like, oh my God, it's so great. I love seeing you get fucked
funny.
Up. So funny. But of course, Laura gets drunk and then you're an alcoholic.
Not me. But
this
is why you people have to be careful everything. What you share. It really is.
No, trust me. I sometimes overshare too. And you know
I know.
That.
We both have.
It's
overshare.
Always a constant like battle of like what we can be sharing. Because the thing is like the times I've overshared, the times I've said things, is the times that I've gotten like in scandals or I've gotten in trouble or things have gone on and like, I've gotten shit for something. And I was like, fuck, I shouldn't have maybe even shared that experience, shared that story. But it's hard to know like what you are almost allowed to share with your audience because you feel connected to them.
Exactly. And
so
this
it's hard
podcast,
not to. Like, oh my God.
We get going
the
on
podcast,
this podcast.
Especially, I'm the most like uninhibited here.
Same.
The most. But then you kind of like forget and like you get comments like that and you're like, maybe I should
no
just
way
pull
to damn
back a
minute.
Little bit.
It's time to reel it in.
Yeah, reel it in. And then once you reel it in a little bit, like as times are good, then it, like the reel gets let out a little bit more and more. And then until something else fucking bothers you. And then you're like,
yep.
And then it constantly like kind of goes out.
That's how it goes.
That's
but
just like life.
I've learned another lesson here.
Another lesson learned.
Connected to you guys. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And if you don't want accusations and criticism, then
you just don't say anything.
You just don't say anything, honey.
And it's like, honestly, that's the sad truth. Like, there's been so many times where I just want to say something and I want to just like be super transparent and honest about something. But like,
if you're not ready for the blowback and everybody's opinion on it, it's way better just to keep your mouth closed.
It really is. And that's really the sad reality. Like that's a lot of people, like when they don't say things about certain things, they're just like, they don't want to project more and they want to hear it and they just want to move on with their life. Like a lot of the times that's just the case.
Yeah. And I should take my own advice because I always tell the girlies in the industry is I'm like, don't go around here talking shit. Don't go around telling your audience this and that. Don't go, you know, running your mouth to all these girls and all your besties and at events and all that. I said, go home and tell your husband because that's what's going to keep you out of drama. Uh-huh. Don't go
tell
running
your
mouth,
husband.
All your information oversharing is that because once you let it out, there it goes.
Exactly.
You know?
It just gone with the wind.
And it's just like a lesson to learn. So someone needs to take their own advice. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
No, but you would have never thought that that would have even been an issue.
Yeah.
Because it's a non-issue in your real life.
In my real life. So
it's like, oh shit. Like, of course, that's, you're not going to ever think about that until something happens where they're like, damn, you're a raging alcoholic. Look what happens. Look what happens. People ruin everything. It's okay. I mean, it's more so ruined for you guys because I still hear the story.
Manny does.
I still hear
Manny. Manny hears all the real tea. Manny hears all the real tea in real time.
I hear right when it's happening. And Laura, you guys, when I crashed my car, the second I crashed, I took a video like this. I was like, Laura, I got into a car accident.
No way. I was like, busted out laughing so hard. But to you, I was like, are you okay?
Oh, maybe I can hear the giggle in your voice notes. Don't even try me. Don't even try me. You were so good. You're like, oh my God, Manny, what happened? Yes. I'm like, oh, I know she's fucking literally like busting a lung laughing at me right now. Don't even try. You're like, Manny, I was so sweet and kind and considerate to you. And I'm like, yeah, you were, but also laughing.
He's like, girl, you weren't even trying to hide it.
You weren't even trying to hide it. I knew exactly what the fuck was going on. I knew what time it was. You were giggling.
You knew you were getting into by telling me that information.
I know. And I knew that Tyler was going to laugh at it too.
You know,
and
I
was
like, I know it's like
a two-end street.
You know I can't handle that kind of stuff.
I know.
Okay, we need to do rapid fire because we're messy today.
Oh my God, we're not even that messy today. We've been much messier. We've been much, much messier, Laura, and you know that.
I know that.
But we're getting better.
Are we?
I don't know.
We're not.
We're not.
We're not. We're not.
We can attempt. We're attempting.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, our first topic is like low-key not that interesting, but we're going to talk about it anyways.
Honestly, I did find it fascinating that she did say something. So Taylor Swift is dating
Let me get Travis her name. Kelce. Maya.
Yes, but like, she's dating Travis Kelce, right?
An NFL player.
So she's dating an NFL player. It's like been like honestly pretty big news in like the pop culture world. She's like seen at his games. He's like seen looking up at her being like, oh my God, there she is. Like all these like cute little clips happening. And I'm like, to me, I think it's cute. And like apparently like Taylor like likes the fact that he pursued her in a public setting. Cause she's like, oh, like that's my man. It's like trying to get me. Like that's my man.
I get it.
It's my man.
I get it.
Thank you to my man.
I can like, see how that would be like a turn on.
That would be like if someone declared their love for me publicly. Let me tell you something.
Honey, sure.
I'm going on my knees.
I mean,
and
listen,
not to propose.
I'm not declaring mine, but go ahead. Sure. It's cute. That's her. That's her at home. She's like, anyway.
Do it.
It's
I'm not
cute.
Saying shit.
She's like, I'm not saying
yes,
anything.
But anyway, so that's like what's going on. But apparently Travis's ex-girlfriend has made a statement and like sent out a warning to Taylor Swift.
Oh, I bet she has.
Absolutely. Tell him the statement, Laura.
She
read it.
She said, her name is Maya Bimberry, and mm-hmm. she was his ex-girlfriend. She has said, as a girl's girl, I need to put the information out there for Taylor. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Warning. So basically, girl, all the athletes be cheating. I'm going to say it. Like, that's come on. Too. They have the worst rep. All athletes.
That's what I hear too. Honestly, I hear that if you're like a basketball wife, a football wife, like they are known. Like the men are known to be cheaters.
Yes.
And because they're always traveling, they're always doing something, they're always away from home. So they're always getting it in somewhere else. Cause you know that those sports people have groupies, the house.
I couldn't do it.
Absolutely the fuck not.
I don't care what kind of bankrolls you have and fame, like the cheating, and some of them are just kind of like, no, that's what comes with the gig. And they kind of like,
they just want the lifestyle.
Yeah, they want the lifestyle. Mm. But see, Taylor Swift, I'm like, this man right here. Has he not seen her music? Has he not seen the Swifties?
You will get wrecked.
Babes, if you cheat on this one right here, we're getting a new album ASAP.
Travis, if you cheat on Taylor.
The thing about this guy is he's just another athlete who I had no idea who he was or that existed until Taylor started.
But let me tell you something. That man's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine as fuck. And I would also make an album about him.
You would.
Absolutely date him, and I would be a NFL wife. And if he was like, you know what, I need pussy every so often, I'd let him.
If he cheated on you, yeah, you'd let him.
Every 10 years, he can get
that ain't enough, honey. These men are...
they're pigs. They're
pigs. These men are sick. It's not enough. I don't know. Damn. I'm like, honestly, Taylor, what's going on here? Why aren't we doing this? You know what's so crazy?
Maybe he's not a cheater anymore.
Do you know what kind of drives me crazy?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Careful.
Yeah, allegedly.
Taylor is so relevant right now because she's coming off her Renaissance tour. I can't even keep up with them anymore.
Oh, there's too many iconic tours happening. That's
her
why.
Eras tour.
Yeah.
And it got so big and popular. Like, obviously, the heat is hot. She announced she's coming out with another album.
Yes. No, it's like fire.
So
her.
Like celebrities go through waves and like she's in her heightened wave right now. So mm-hmm. like it literally drives me fucking crazy how human beings like idolize celebrities. So like her at the VMAs, like what drink was Taylor drinking in her seat? Like who cares?
Who cares?
Like do people care? Do people really want to know?
I think some do care.
That's crazy. She's a
it's
human
very
being.
Weird.
What
it's
does
very
it
weird.
Matter what she's drinking? And they'll be like mm-hmm. her ring that she dropped.
The way she looked at her.
Oh, 18 videos of how Selena looked at Olivia Rodrigo before me. I'm like, who cares?
Literally, who cares?
But I'm like, is that just me who's like, who cares? Because they're humans at the end of the day and they're just enjoying a show and that's great mm-hmm. for them. But it's like, why is this a headline?
It's because people idolize them. So I think it's when it's your idol, you care about everything that they do.
Even
they care about every little detail because like people be making shrines of people like
that's crazy
when they really idolize them because it's like obviously Taylor has helped so many people with her music, helped them out of ruts and just like so many different things.
I think you have to be so careful with that because at the end of the day, no matter how much money and power you have, at the end of the day, they're human beings and mm-hmm. you're a human being and you're mm-hmm. idolizing something that's not perfect, that's a human, and it's just like it seems like a dangerous route to go to. Now I'm fans. Like I'm a fan of Seth Rogen. I mean, but it like even hanging out with him, I was just like, hi, you know.
Like you were chilling.
You're also
like in the industry. So yeah. Maybe there's like a different perception because we have met a lot of celebrities. We've been in rooms with a lot of celebrities.
So it's less special.
We've been friends with celebrities. Like I think that it does make it a little bit different.
Because you realize how human
they
everyone's,
are. Everyone's human.
Everyone's
human. Like everyone, like it has these things. But the thing is, this is why cancel culture is so rampant because people idolize some people so ferociously that their idea is so skewed of who they are.
Like what it actually
and
is.
And what it actually is that they, like, if they do anything wrong, then it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Like that's not what I thought you were. And it's like, bitch, you don't know who the fuck I am.
They're
you
held
see what
to
you want
to
see.
Bigger standard because of the fantasy they create.
Exactly.
It's just dangerous is all I'm
it's
saying.
Very scary. It's
and
very
it's like
dangerous.
Crazy to me. Like, I'm like, there's got to.
The celebs know that that's happening too.
I'm just like, there's got to be more headlines. There's got to be more
other
headlines.
Things.
There's got to be other things, but there's not. It's crazy. So anyways, I was just like acknowledging that. And I was like.
I feel like, I think that when, do you believe that when someone says, once a cheater, always a cheater. Do you really think that? Like, do you think that someone can cheat and then really realize the error of their ways and never cheat again? Or do you think that they're always going to cheat?
I think yes in real life, no for celebrities. I think celebrities live in like an unattainable, warped reality. They're still human and that's why they fault to error. But they lived and they're going to continue to live in that same environment. So with like athletes, celebrities, things like that, once a cheater, probably always a cheater. But
because it's like presented, it's, it makes it's almost like too easy for them. Like
and, it's always going to, and it's probably unless they like get out of the NFL early and lose all their money, it's probably always going to be that easy for them.
Right.
So they're probably going to continue with those toxic ways. So mm-hmm. I think yes, always a cheater whenever it pertains to fame or athleticism in
right.
that
makes
world.
Makes it a lot harder.
Makes it a lot harder. And I think in real life, like I don't think people are always, I think a lot of times they are always a cheater. Even if it takes like 20 years, like they'll cheat mm-hmm. again. It's like always going to be their way out. It's people's patterns. But I think a lot of the time, you know, people fuck up and they cheat and then they don't again.
Yeah,
and I think
remorseful.
It's a little more rare.
I think that's definitely rare beauty.
It's rare beauty.
It's definitely rare beauty.
It's rare beauty for them not to always be a cheater because it's an easy pattern because people are able to torch and end a relationship without having to go to the actual pain of loneliness. They mm-hmm. just already are connected.
They jump to something else.
They jump to the else before mm-hmm. they end this one. It's very selfish, of course, to
absolutely.
Do and toxic, but because it's easier for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's constantly jumping boat.
Jumping ship.
Jumping ship.
Well, I hope that he doesn't ever cheat. And if he does, he will get wrecked by the Swifties.
Oh, he's going to get towed up in the streets. If he cheats on Taylor Swift, he's also going to get a full album made about him. And it's going to be
a mess.
He needs to call Tristan Thompson.
If you cheat on Taylor, though, ain't no woman safe.
No man safe.
She's beautiful. She's successful. She seems very kind and genuine. Like, all these things. And it's like, if you cheat on someone that seems like they have all these attributes, then it's like, damn.
I don't even know what goes on with Taylor behind the scenes. Who knows?
No, same. I don't have
truly.
No idea. Same.
Who knows?
No idea.
But it's like, with someone with that much power and you cheat on someone with that much power, that's when you're really asking for it. You're asking
absolutely.
To get
on
your
top of all those things.
Tore up in these streets.
You're asking
but
for
you
it.
Know, if you want to be play risky and do it, then go for it. But maybe they'll like date for a minute and break up. He doesn't have to cheat on her. Because
of course.
You know, Taylor doesn't,
she doesn't have
lock
to
down
to
for
either.
Years and years. You
no,
know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. She'll play the field
she
too.
She gets her toes wet, mm-hmm. puts fillers out there, I feel like. This is how I feel. I don't know what Taylor does.
Neither
but,
of us. No
it's just like she, yeah, no one knows what
no
Taylor
one
does.
No one fucking knows.
But it seems like she like gets her toes wet, and if she's interested, she'll take it further. If not, she doesn't seem like she has a problem
cutting
it off.
Love that though.
So our next topic is Sophie and Joe Jonas. Another thing I'm tired of hearing about.
This is, I think, probably the most I'm tired of hearing.
This I'm out of 10.
We're at pick somebody else.
It we're done.
We're out
here.
Of 10. But the only reason we're even bringing it up is because the story developed because of the fact that now Sophie has like filed a lawsuit. Against but, Joe, right?
By the way, did you see Sophie and Taylor hanging out?
Yeah, the day after the lawsuit was filed, I said...
I low-key feel like that was Taylor being like, girl, let me get you some good press. Let me have your back
and
a
you
little
know what?
Bit.
That is the tea because she dated Joe.
Yes. Yes.
That is the tea. And the thing is, she shredded Joe in one of the songs, allegedly.
So...
One of the songs, is like Mr. Perfect or Mr. Whatever. That was like about Joe Jonas, apparently.
It's low-key sickening.
I lived.
Like,
I love seeing a girl's girl. It's my favorite thing in
the
world.
She was like, let's do a press moment. Like, meet me here. We'll
let's
get the pop. This is
it,
a legend,
dude.
But we'll get the paparazzis. We'll do a smiling outing and
yes.
we'll get his ass.
Let's go fucking party.
Because
together.
Then you're going to have all the Swifties on your side.
Uh-huh.
And he's already been wrecked once. So he doesn't want to come tiptoeing in the Swifty.
Don't even come close.
Mm-mm.
And they've already been friends. Like, it was like they were already friends. So, like, the fact that this is all going on, like, just to see Taylor stand behind her is really cool. And I'm so glad, but yeah, there's a full lawsuit now. So we filed and was like wanting, you know, custody over the kids. I believe that's what it was.
I feel like that's an uphill battle.
It's the climb.
It's I feel like that one's the climb. I just saw a report come out that the kids are going to be living in Los Angeles, not London. So I don't know the details in that. How's they make 16 headlines about their divorce every single day. So also, and you know, when we talked about this situation, our last podcast, we were like saying Joe's team puts out this statement. At this point, I don't really know if it's Joe's team, Sophie's team. Who the hell is putting out all this information and statements? Like, who is it?
Is it the freaking reporters just saying whatever the fuck they want to say?
Because see, a part of me thinks that that could be true.
Like, do they even have teams?
And I'm like, why is there this many headlines on Joe Jonas? Is he that famous? Am I missing something?
He is very famous. I mean,
I was never a Jonas Brother person.
I mean, he is definitely famous, but he's not like...
Nick.
I wouldn't even say that would you say that he's A-lister? Would you say
without his brothers. Jonas.
Singularly, I don't think he's A.
Do you think Sophie's A?
I think that during like Game of Thrones, yes. Like during the height of everything, it was like A-lister, invited to everything, Met Gala. Usually like when, you know, like the Met Gala people, like when they show up there, it's like
A-listers.
A, giving A, you know? So I think that during that time, abso-fucking-lutely. Who knows? Like, the thing is, I think, like you were saying with, like, artists and celebrities, they go in these waves.
It's
all
waves.
They go in these waves, and it's like, when you're on something, you're like, let me hit the press wave. Let me go through the gigs. Let's fucking make this happen. Let's make it, like, popping up. And then there's times when they're not booked and they're just chilling that you don't really hear about them or talk about them very much because they're not working. But I think it just kind of depends. I think it just depends. I'm sure same with Joe's, too. There's moments when he's probably A and there's
moments when
he's probably
B. The Jonas Brothers are on tour right now, so it definitely gives him some press.
That's probably why it's actually being talked about so much.
Yeah.
That's the extra. It's just on top of it. Because he's also been like, you know, he can say stuff on stage if he wanted to bring more press to it. There's so many things.
Imagine he did that.
He's like, hey, shout out to my ex.
I'm taking the kids.
This song's for you, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
Goodbye. So long.
I don't even know the words.
I don't know either. I'm just literally coming up with it. I'm just saying bye different
things. Who was Harry Styles, One Direction? Similar. One Direction is similar to the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah,
you
but
say?
Harry will always be A to me.
No. I'm not comparing I'm not comparing fame here. Joe Jonas could never do what Harry has done. Don't you ever.
Never say that.
I love Harry. I feel like him and Zayn came out alive on One Direction.
Well, they came out definitely the most successful and the most relevant to by today's standards.
Be like, if I was in One Direction, I'd be like, hey, Harry, do you want to collaborate on a song or something?
Do you want to be friends again? You want to bring the group back together?
Same thing with Fifth Harmony. Camila, they not like her?
They don't like her, dude.
Is that alleged?
I don't think that's alleged. I think that's pretty...
out there.
But Normani, too, is sickening.
I feel like
Normani and Camila. Sickening.
They were the two that made it out.
Lauren, I live for, though, too. I just live for Lauren.
I mean,
just
listen.
I love her, but
they're all great. It's just like what happens.
That's the reality.
It's what happens.
You know, we're just still in the tea. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Next. You want to tap into Dave's Gourmet?
Dave's Gourmet. You guys, okay, so we have been keeping up with the pink sauce drama. Like, we have been keeping up with them on full coverage, and we want to, obviously, when we see more tea, we fill you guys in on the tea. So the pink sauce situation, you know, with Chef P on TikTok, she was a chef, created the pink sauce. It was like complete disaster. Was like shipping to people. It was expired. It was different shades of pink. It was disgusting. It was visually. Is what they say.
Damn, Manny.
Damn. I don't mean to shred her. I really don't mean to shred her. But I think through this story, I'm kind of like, I feel like it's kind of being revealed, like what kind of person she might be, you know, allegedly. Because, you know, she's been shredding Dave's Gourmet, wants to sue them, being like, they are not paying me what I deserve, you know, my royalties, my this, my that, da, da, da. So finally, Dave's Gourmet made a huge statement about what's going on. Basically, by the way, Dave's Gourmet was the company that kind of took her under their wing to make it like to be able to be sold in stores and like make it like you can actually eat it. It's edible. It's regulated, very like regulated, you know, FDA wise, like everything is good. So like that, they took her under the wing to do that. So now she's like, they're not paying me my money. You know, they're trying to silence me. She's like doing all these things. She's doing the most essentially. So then now Dave's Gourmet absolutely just shredded her in like a full long ass statement, being like, you know what, this is actually what happened. They're like, and we don't want to do this, we didn't want to air out this laundry, but you brought it to social media, so we are going to bring the receipts.
Ooh.
So they finally were like, we are going to talk about it, and they were talking about how many advances they've given her, how she's trying to
put on advances is whenever they pay you for money they don't quite owe you yet up yep. front, whenever like let's say you need some more money yep. and then so she went to Dave's
she
Gourmet.
Would ask, she's like, I need advances. She's like, okay. I need to pay my bills.
I'm
and pay
actually
my kids.
Shocked they would do that.
Yeah, they were actually like, they honestly seemed like probably great partners, to be quite honest, because okay. of what it was kind of being exposed and what was being shown. And she's over here trying to write off like sneakers to them, be like, hey, you guys need to pay for my sneakers. You guys need to pay for my birthday photo shoot. You guys need to pay for like all these things that like they are not in any way, shape, or form obligated to pay. It's like you're getting paid for the product that you're selling. This is not like a. You were your sugar baby bank, like sugar daddy bank account. Like that's not what this is.
God.
So they finally exposed like all the advances, all the money that they've given her, $120,000, all this money. And they're like, essentially like, where did the money go?
Oh,
where is this money? Where is the money? Where did it go? So
goodness.
Now they're like going through the absolute gigs, but it was like now exposed. Like, they were like, girl, not only have we paid you everything, we've given you advances too. We've literally helped you out. And they actually showed that. So during the pink sauce situation with TikTok, so obviously she's sending them out. She had so many returns that she had to respond like money back that she didn't have enough money to cover the returns.
Oh.
She had already spent the money she earned from it. She had enough money to cover it. Dave's Gourmet took it upon themselves to pay $30,000 of returns for her, and that wasn't even their job.
$30,000?
$30,000. That she didn't have to pay for the returns.
So I'm curious. This is just like my business brain thinking. It's like, if you see this happening, you see these kind of returns, what really makes you want to get invested in a brand that's going like this, you know, for Dave's Gourmet?
100%. I think that was more so like they were kind of betting on the virality of it.
Yeah.
Because it was such a cool, like, innovative thing when it came out. Like, the idea was cool. Like, the idea of like a pink sauce that looked like the way it did, that looked like Pepto-Bismol pink, very like Barbie kind of sauce vibes. It was a cool idea. But I think that in practicality and taste and so many different things, it just didn't get executed. And obviously, if the chef, you know, is not giving what needs to be given, like, and fulfilling her obligations for social media and stuff like that, then like, what are they supposed to do?
I feel like the tricky thing with TikTok viral things and products and everything that goes viral, it's such a quick-winded thing versus what used to be, you know, back in the day, things moved a little bit slower. So anything went viral, it lasted just a little bit longer. But now we have so much content, so many people, so many influencers, so much more to digest.
Anything
that goes viral, and this goes beyond pink sauce, anything, makeup, whatever, it's a quick viral. So it's really tricky for investors, because it's like, what's real and what's just a quick hit for this moment, you know?
So honestly, the story just keeps continuing. Like, I don't think there's anything, like, they finally just made their statement. Who knows if they're like in, like, you know, talks and legality, what's going on with them. But if I was them, I'd be like, I need to drop her immediately.
No,
it hasn't been said that they dropped her.
They're probably in some legal contract.
Yeah, they're probably in some type of thing, like, right now, still going through the gigs with her. But I would be like, girl, get me out of here now. That would be crazy. I'm like, dude, no. I would be so pissed off. And like, she literally was like saying, she's like, they're trying to silence me. My videos keep getting taken down. Da, da, da. And I was like, I think that you're just reading into it too much.
I'm going to say this. Anytime people are like, oh, they try to silence me or try to take my videos down, I think either they know that they're not, or they think that they have a power that they really don't. Because like let's say I do a bad review of a product. The brand cannot have that TikTok taken down. It doesn't work like that.
They can't then get it reported.
They can't, but that doesn't guarantee it's getting taken down. Like, one report is definitely not. It has to be like legitimate reports. And then occasionally you'll have TikTok do a slip up. Like, they recently took one of Michaela's videos down where she was talking about ED, and then they ended up putting it back up. So they make mistakes, but for the most part, like, what's reported, it goes into a computer system, is reviewed, and then it has to be normally reported by more than just one person.
Yeah, by the more than just the one company.
So probably in her video, she's probably allegedly talking negatively about Dave's Gourmet, and people that weren't a fan of the situation were probably reporting the videos and they were probably getting taken down. So that is where that ends up. That is just, honestly, in my opinion, such a messy situation. It's all over the place. It's all over the place. And I wonder if pink sauce is going to continue, or if we'll see that product go away.
And also, like, the color of it now, like, once, like, Dave's Gourmet started producing it, is, like, beige. It's not really even pink anymore. And it's, like, they say about that, too. They're, like, yo, like, we cannot make it the same color every single time, because it depends on, like, the grapefruit and, like, the actual, like, ingredient that makes it pink. Like, we can't just, like, we're not adding, like, dye to it.
Artificial colors.
Yeah, I don't think they're adding artificial stuff to it. So, like, it depends on, like, the actual fruit of stuff. Whereas, like, I'm sure the chef was, like, adding, like, let's add some red food coloring.
Red 40, baby.
Red 40. Let's add some red 40. So, like, I think it's just different. So it's like, she's like, well, you guys are not, she literally said, she's like, you guys were promised like pink, and you guys are getting like this like light baby doll. Like,
well, that's because it's regulated.
Because it's real.
Okay. Well, our next topic is, okay, James, what was that?
What was that? That's literally Laura. When we were doing the podcast with Tyler, that was you.
That was me. Okay, 8 passengers. The dad has spoken out through his attorney. Now, I want to just preference this. Anytime an attorney makes a statement for his client, he is not going to say anything too crazy, because he's only going to say things that would benefit his client, or he's not going to say anything. And that's how, or either he's a bad attorney.
Right.
That's how attorneys work. They either are going to put out a statement that could potentially benefit you in court, or if they ain't got nothing that's going to benefit you, they're going to stay quiet. So the fact that the attorney spoke out, I was like, let me hear it.
Like, let's see what's being said.
Give
here
it to us
about, you know, the guy, about the dad.
So my whole thing, whenever we were talking about eight passengers, not last week, but the week before, mm-hmm, I was kind of like, the dad is just kind of like absent from the whole story. Yes. And so it's just like interesting to me how, like, I didn't know if, like, the dad and her were divorced for 8 years. Yeah, like, I didn't know. Okay.
Same.
But apparently they've only been separated for 14 months.
And they weren't even divorced. They were just separated.
And it wasn't even a legal separation. He just moved out.
Yeah, he just moved out. He just hasn't been in the picture for 14 months. And he said that he hasn't seen his kids, the ones that she has, for 14 months.
See, now that's sus.
I don't believe it.
I don't buy it. That's sus.
You don't see, so you're really saying that you're not seeing your kids for 14 months. And that if you did see your kids, you would have, like, definitely put a stop. That's what the statement was about the lawyer, by the way. But the lawyer was like, if he knew what was going on, he would have been so involved and he would have made sure that everything was good. But he had no idea what was happening. And I'm like, I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. My conspiracy, allegedly, I feel like maybe not necessarily he didn't know maybe every aspect of what was going on, but he definitely knew something and he just didn't want to deal with it.
I feel like that's his attorney speaking right there. His attorney going, you know, oh, we didn't know anything. My God, he's been out of the house for 14 months. First of all, why hadn't you seen your children that you were a part of their life and then you get separated?
Suddenly 14 months?
And now you have nothing to do with them for 14 months, which sounds like...
sus.
It sounds sus crazy to me because it sounds like a case of like, I wasn't there, so I didn't know what was going on.
Me.
So it like wipes his hands clean and then he put out a statement, you know, my goal is to take care of the children and keep them all together. And I'm like, sure, Jan.
Yeah, because like the sisters, like there's been two sisters that have made videos about it on YouTube talking about the case. And like the real person that could have fucking done something was the husband. She's like, that's the real fucking culprit of the whole situation. Like, he could have actually done something for the kids.
You know, I wasn't for the sisters because I'm like, you guys also neglected those kids, your nieces and nephews.
Right.
You, come on. Everyone knew to a degree that something crazy was going on, and that's enough. So especially the father. But I have to say, like, the sisters got so much blame put on them for the situation. Whereas I felt like the dad kind of just
deserved way more.
Because his statement was just so like, oh, I'm just trying to take care of my children, you know. And so I feel like he got skipped over in the situation.
I wish the sisters is the best and everyone rainbows and sunshine and smiles. Like, girl, you're just saying this because the lawyer's just saying this to make it seem like it's just like, oh my God, like, woe is me. He just wants everyone to be happy and together and a happy family. I'm like, that's not the reality. And the sisters are getting shredded.
The thing is, I think everyone in the situation's not good. I do.
100%.
I think everyone neglected those children, especially Ruby and Jody. I think that they're the ringleaders of the situation.
Of
but I think probably, this is my opinion, not factual, but in my opinion, just outside in gathering this information, it seems like everybody was a part of their lives. Mm-hmm. Everybody reaped the rewards of the fame that the internet gave them, and the sisters created channels and so on and so forth. So therefore, you know, everybody knew what was going on to an extent. And when shit hit the fan because a child was brave enough to speak out, everybody's scrambling
shit.
Because they're all getting caught up because as adults, and we hear this information come out, we go, excuse me. Adult, you knew. Why was nothing done? So now they're all scrambling, pointing fingers and trying to do anything they can to blame everybody. Mm-hmm. But this is a legal situation. So to be honest, like in the dad situation, he's doing what any smart person would do is seeking his attorney.
Yes.
And not going like the sisters on YouTube every week, making some crazy statements. Mm-hmm. He's professionally.
He's just like, I wish the sisters the best.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I wish the family the best. I just want us all heal.
I'm sure.
And I'm like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, well, he's at least he's like handling it in a more professional way than just like rambling, making random videos, rambling on the internet, which I'm sure is his attorney's advice.
Yes, a smart attorney to say that, be like, maybe don't make a YouTube video about it. Maybe that.
Maybe we don't do that.
Yeah,
and
let's
that
not
would be
do that.
Good for the case.
Yeah.
So that is that. I mean, listen, I think this eight passengers thing's going to be like a long-winded.
So it's going to be a long journey we're going to be on here.
So many people involved, so many kids involved, so many different ways this thing
moving
is
parts.
Moving parts. And I feel like it's just going to, we're going to be here for a minute.
1,000%. I think that's our last story for the day.
Baby, and
that is it.
Is it full coverage?
And we will fill you in on all the stories if we get more information as well.
I feel like all of our stories today were follow-ups almost.
Honestly, they kind of were, other than Taylor Swift and Travis.
That's new news.
Yeah, that's new. But other than that, like, that's the fools are fooling.
That
fools
is
are gonna fool
it
you in
for today's episode.
How cute is that? Instead of fill you in, it's fool you in. We're going to fool you in.
I like that. I feel like we could do something with that.
That's cute.
That is a tagline.
We're going to fool
slogan.
You in.
Oh. But other than that, we'll see you in next week's episode where we're going to be telling stories about things that you guys don't actually know about us. Like, these are our story times.
Some traumatic stuff stories
that we've never told the internet, and like maybe not on full coverage anyway. So
I'm scared. Yeah.
Tune in next week. Subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment below and we will catch you in our next episode. Bye guys.
Bye you guys.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.